in the latest Israeli attack in the occupied West Bank, including a local commander. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Israeli military says it has killed five more militants in a large-scale operation in the occupied West Bank, including a well-known local commander. There was no immediate Palestinian confirmation of the death of Mohammed Jabba, known as Abu Shusha, a commander in the Islamic Jihad militant group in the Nur Shams refugee camp. The military says he was killed along with four others in a shootout with forces early Thursday after the five had hidden inside a mosque, adding Abu Shusha is linked to numerous attacks on Israelis, including a deadly shooting in June. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The raids drew alarm from the United Nations and neighboring Jordan, as well as from British and French leaders, who stressed the urgency of jump-starting stalled ceasefire negotiations during meetings in Paris. Vice President Kamala Harris and running mate Tim Walz will end their Georgia bus tour Thursday and tape their first major TV interview. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
At a Georgia high school yesterday, Harris and Walz watched a marching band rehearsal, with the vice president noting she was also in a band.
Sometimes you hit the note, sometimes you don't, but all that practice makes for beautiful music.
The tour through GOP strongholds in southeastern Georgia ends with a rally in Savannah. First, they'll tape an interview with CNN that airs tonight. It'll be Harris's first in-depth interview since becoming the party's nominee. Her lack of media access has become a key Republican attack line, with VP nominee J.D. Vance suggesting Harris will have Walz alongside simply because she's incapable of answering questions on her own. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. The FBI is under investigation for failing to report all suspected sexual child abuse cases to the proper agency.